The sound of trains can be commonly heard in Owosso this weekend. Steam whistles will be added to the clickety-clack of steel wheels during the Steam Railroading Institute's Train Expo. And current state Scott Pohl went to Owosso for a preview. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. One of Owosso's claims to fame is that it's home to the 1225 locomotive used as the model for the film version of the Polar Express. But that's just a small fraction of what's here for the train enthusiast. We've posted some fun pictures in a slideshow at WKAR.org. Have a look today. Along with the steam engines, the Train Expo goes further, though, with events related to cars and airplanes, too. Terry Bush is event coordinator for the Steam Railroading Institute. We started our talk about the Train Expo with a look at the airplanes before we got to the stuff about trains.
The Owosso Community Airport will be hosting the Yankee Air Museum, and they will have their B-17 and B-25 on board for flights. They will be giving flights when they have a full complement of passengers, and they will be on display during the event. These are authentic airplanes that you just don't see every day. As well, the Tuskegee Airmen are bringing the P-51 Mustang. That's another very cool plane from the World War II era that will be on board, as well as the Tuskegee Glider Club will be here with some gliders. There's going to be other planes on board and rides available ranging from as little as $50, $60 up to $450 if you want to ride in the nose cone of a B-17, which, you know, it sounds like a very exciting experience as well. We also have the Misty Blues Lady Skydiving Team that will be here. They'll be jumping twice a day, Saturday and Sunday. That's very exciting. They will take off from the airport and land right here on the grounds.
Now, I think it's pretty widely known that the train that people saw in the film version of Polar Express is here. But for the benefit of people who weren't aware of that, tell me more about that, how that came to be, and what that has meant to the Steam Railroading Institute here in Owosso.
It's huge for us. It's given us a window into bringing young people into the fold of steam power. It's that connection. It allows grandparents and grandchildren to come together and come experience something together through our North Pole Express experience. It's something great for both of them. And we're creating the next generation of steam enthusiasts. So we know we're all about education, and this train really, it makes it easy to bring on board the young people through education and the love of the North Pole Express.
We had you climb up on it to take a photo for our website, and you really seem to get a kick out of doing that.
I get so excited to get to be near that locomotive. You know, I'm a front office person. I don't get that experience every day, so it's always a big kick to be able to step into the cab, which I've only done once, and now to sit on the front, which you made possible for me. Thank you very much.
I'm really happy to accommodate you.
I appreciate that.
There are train rides during the festival, too. Some are 1 hour, some are longer. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes, the 1 hour trains will run four times a day, 10, 12, 2, and 4, and they will feature a train robbery. So watch your wallet. We had great luck and a great reception with our train robberies in the past. We did them last year. So we've even stepped it up a notch. It's going to be a real exciting experience for people riding the train to have a great steam train ride and experience cowboy robbery for themselves. Now, if you want to step it up a notch and you're a real train enthusiast, you can take our half-day excursion, which goes to Alma and back. It doesn't stop. It just goes to Alma and back because we need to have our trains on site as much as possible. And they will have many different classes, so you can ride in an open-air car, in a coach car. You can ride in a dome-class car and have a 360-degree view with an elegant meal. So we have the range of experiences.
What's the cars part of the program this year?
Well, we are having, you know, there's a lot of car shows around. That's a very common thing in our state. But I have cars coming that are really special. The Gilmore Museum is providing some cars. I have a Duesenberg coming. I have an Auburn coming. I have some really special cars. And it will be held at the Auto Diesel Institute of Baker College, which is a brand new facility, which is a beautiful place and a really nice setting for this car show. We're going to have a car cruise. We're going to cruise the area with these beautiful cars. And then Saturday and Sunday, that'll be Friday night. And Saturday and Sunday will be car shows. So we're going to have a lot of beautiful cars and a plethora of horsepower. From 1 horsepower from the DeVries Nature Center's carriage to 6,000 horsepower, the 1225.
One of the things that caught my eye is a train made out of Legos.
Yes, we're really excited about the Lego display. This will be a unique presentation. It's going to represent buildings from Michigan, different buildings from Michigan, as well as locomotives. It's almost 400 square feet and 13 feet tall. It'll be inside our museum. We're really excited about that. It will feature all the characters from the Lego movie somewhere in the set, so that's something for the kids to look for. Those characters, they will all be there.
30,000 people or so? I assume that there are locals who come every year, but you get visitors from all over.
We do. We get visitors from all over the world, especially in the summertime, but year-round. And it's so amazing and cool that people will come in from Japan, from China, Australia, Europe, Canada, South America. They come because it's a rare commodity to have to see a steam locomotive, and they make sure to put us on their agenda. Yes, that's awesome. But this particular event will bring people from all over the world, locals, regional, everyone will come together for this event.
Now, when the people who made Polar Express came here to look at the locomotive for ideas, they spotted someone here who they liked the look of so much, they wound up modeling a character after him.
That's true. Kevin Mayer, who's our Chief Mechanical Officer, Director of Operations, he's very knowledgeable, and for some reason, his character, his smile, his demeanor is so captivating that they felt that they wanted to create a character around him, and therefore he became the engineer on the 1225 train for the movie.
Well, let's talk with him too.
I'm Kevin Mayer. I am the Director of Operations and Chief Mechanical Officer for the Steam Railroading Institute.
Do people who've seen Polar Express recognize you when they see you?
No. Well, they do when I have my head shaved.
Oh.
And I don't have my hat on, so.
Are you going to shave your head?
No.
Was it fun when the Hollywood types were around here?
We talked to most of the Hollywood types who are on the phone. The only ones that we really worked with on a face-to-face value was George Lucas's team, who was up here, did the sounds and stuff, and that was pretty cool and neat to actually do. And my wife cannot stand to watch the movie with me, and actually nobody can, because I can tell them exactly how each sound was made. I can tell them what it is, how they created that sound, and
you can tell them what they got wrong too.
Yeah. So they didn't get much wrong on it, so they got some little bit here and there, but they got for the most part with the sounds and stuff pretty good, close. So
as you prepare for 3 days of visitors, more than normal, I guess would be the way to put it, what are you doing to help prepare for that?
My job is actually for the most part for the train venue. I'll be the one in charge of bringing the trains in, getting the trains out for the train rides, putting trains up for display. And on top of that, I make sure all the venues and everything mechanically goes without a hitch.
This is a big deal. Lots of people visit Owosso. Lots of people, it might be the only time they ever come to Owosso. And so it's really important to this community that this event come off without a hitch.
Yeah, it's not just a national thing. It's actually a worldwide. We have actually tickets purchased from England, France, China, Indonesia, I mean, just Australia, from all over the country or all over the world, to come just for this event, to ride behind the steam locomotives, to see these steam locomotives up close, be able to get up in the cabs of these locomotives. We do offer you, actually, for the little tank engines, you can run them. So there's always a lot going on with that. So, and it's not something for just adults. There's all kinds of kids stuff going on. We have a midway. We also have an entertainment tent where we have children book readings from award-winning authors, high school jazz bands. So there's stuff for everybody that's going to be going on.
Why do you love trains?
I've always been fascinated with them. 1225 in particular, because when I was 12 years old, it's where they did the test runs right next to my house. So I remember it from when they first actually got it running and doing their test runs. I actually, once I got involved with this place, that's when I went and got a job with the regular railroads, and then ultimately working here.
Did you grow up in Owosso then?
Yes, I'm born and raised in Owosso.
So you're able to devote your life to a passion. That's what we all aspire to in our lives.
Yep. I actually get to get paid to do my hobby. So.
And it's fun to show things off during this festival.
Oh, yeah. Show things off and educate people. My big thing is I like teaching young people of what this stuff's all about, safety reasons, other reasons where we come from, how we got to where we are today. Get more younger people involved. We have an Explorers Post 1225. They're actually just starting now the restoration of another steam locomotive on site here. That's open to all boys and girls from the ages of 15 to 21. So my big thing is to educate, to show young people what it's all about. We have a machine shop in our shop with old machinery that it's a lost art, but it teaches young people and older people the basic skills that you need to make it in a manufacturer's business, where they can actually, if they know these skills, they'd be able to go above and beyond just going into a manufacturing and pushing a button. They'd actually be able to make parts without computers and know how to read a tape measure, not use a calculator and stuff like that.
This is a three-day event. What are you working on the other 360-plus days of the year? What kind of work do you do the rest of the season?
The work we do, we maintain our car fleet. We restore our cars. Of course, 1225, when it's not running, we are always, it's over almost 80 years old. It always needs constant work. We work with the Explorers, rebuilding another steam locomotive. And we do some contract work where other museums and stuff come in and ask us to work on their equipment. And then we show open to the public and stuff and show off what we can get. Of course, with 1225, we're running trips during the winter. We do train rides during the summer. So there's always something going on.
Well, you seem to really love your job.
Yes, I do.
The Steam Railroading Institute of Owosso's Train Expo 2014, called Locomotives, Wings, and Wheels, takes place June 20th through the 22nd in Owosso. From Owosso, I'm Scott Pohl for Current State.